And in our gospel text, we hear there in Isaiah of a people who had a lot of wisdom, of people who had a lot of discernment, but it really wasn't proper and guided towards the Lord. And we see that actually in fulfillment of these people called the Pharisees described in Mark chapter 7. Our gospel text is Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 13. Now when the Pharisees gathered to Jesus with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands properly, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that these Pharisees observed, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining furniture couches. The Pharisees and the scribes asked Jesus, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" Jesus said to them, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites? As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men." And he said to them, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your own tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'Whoever reviles father or mother must surely die.' But you say, 'If a man tells his father or his mother, whatever you would have gained from me is Corban, that is given to God,' then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or his mother, thus making void the very word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And many such things you do. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ." Congregation, may be seated.